BLM demands allegiance from shoppers, diners in affluent suburb. By Lana Shadwick on October 25, 2020. BLM invaded Lake Oswego, Oregon, on Sunday and demanded allegiance from suburban shoppers and diners who were on the streets. Protesters marched through one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the Portland metro area, pic.twitter.com/MWZWMT903V. Sergio Olmos, at Mr. Olmos, October 25, 2020. The city of approximately 40,000 is situated 8 miles south of Portland. It surrounds the 405-acre Oswego Lake. The community is one of the wealthiest suburbs surrounding the Portland area, according to SkyBluePortland.com. Breitbart News reported that Moms United for Black Lives promised to FCKSHT up in Lake Oswego on Sunday. One business, a pub on A Street, said it was going to board up its building to protect itself from vandalism. The Oregonian reported that one of the leaders, Demetria Hester, said, "The march was about showing Lake Oswego residents that Black Lives Matter all the time, and about making racists uncomfortable." Danny Al James is also a leader of the group. Frontline Drumline and Demetria Hester, pic.twitter.com/FAHay115PU. Sergio Olmos, at Mr. Olmos, October 25, 2020. KGW8 reported that about 100 protesters marched through the streets of downtown and into residential neighborhoods. #PortlandProtestLosersHarassingEverybody they see walking down the street and the people trying to enjoy a Sunday at any of the local restaurants nearby. I don't think they get how absolutely pathetic this all looks. Lake Oswego, Oregon. pic.twitter.com/744v2eqmg. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 25, 2020. One of the Moms United for Black Lives carried a bullhorn and yelled at one man who was walking by, "Excuse me, sir? Are you anti-racists? Can I get a Black Lives Matter?" He kept walking, but it sounded like he answered, "Yes." She asked someone else, "How about you? Do Black Lives Matter?" She then turned her sights on a woman sitting alone at a restaurant table on the corner. The protesters surrounded the woman and mocked her as she recorded them with her phone. One of them said, "Damn. She's super anxious." They asked her her name, and added, "Does your kid go to Low, Lake Oswego Zero, High? Do your kids go to Low High? Do they go to Low High? Are they judgmental like you?" They continued. They ridiculed the clearly uncomfortable woman, saying, "Look how miserable you look. Look how miserable she looks." Someone else taunted. The woman sat there filming but never said a word. The same protester kept repeating, "Do you teach them to be racist too? Do you teach your kids to be racist?" She added, "Or do they try to teach you not to be effing racist? And yet you are still here being effing racist, right? Do Black Lives Matter to you?" they demanded. Then they asked, "Do you have nothing to say?" "Nothing at all." They all chimed in. One of them continued, "Oh, my effing flash guys. Like. Oh dot my dot god. Like I am so miserable right now." One of them mocked. One of the women who stood right in front of her table and mocked her was white. A counter-protester showed up barring a Trump 2020 flag. He asked the protesters whether they knew that the Democrats started the KKK. Another woman carried a Guns and God Trump flag. They were told, "You guys can go and counter somewhere else. You need to go somewhere else. This is not your city." pic.twitter.com/litkfex. Sergio Olmos, at Mr. Olmos, October 25, 2020. The television station reported that a few Proud Boys also turned out to counter-protest. The local newspaper said this was the second protest this month in the Clackamas County suburb, consisting of an 86% white population. Moms United for Black Lives Portland is planning to go to Washington, D.C. on November 3 to demand that President Trump be impeached. A fundraising flyer for the event states, "We the people are tired of the white supremacy in the White House and police killing us." The group says it will be traveling by caravan from Portland to the nation's capital. They invite others to join them as they drive through states. If you want justice now and Black Lives Matter. Lana Shadwick is a writer and legal analyst for Breitbart News. She is a trial lawyer who previously served as a prosecutor and family court associate judge in Texas. You can reach Chadwick Atlanta at lanachadwick.com.